Today marks the official opening of the much-awaited 2014 FIFA World Cup, with host nation Brazil set to take on Croatia in the very first match, which is also the first Group A match. Scheduled to kick off at the Arena Corinthians in Sao Paulo, the football nation has been tipped to beat Croatia in their opening game. We bring you a preview. It is on record that no World Cup host has ever lost their opening matches. Typical of every tournament, it is always in the interest of the host to be on top of their first game and more importantly win to garner the much-needed home support just to keep their heads up and also keep the stadium alive. Heading into their first home World Cup in 64 years as tournament favourites, expectations are certainly high to see Felipe Scolari's side record an emphatic win in Sao Paulo. A careful look at the old world roster alone signals the oddmakers are far from wrong. Just to mention a few, Neymar, Oscar, Thiago Silva, Dani Alves, Cesar, Hulk, David Luiz. It is anticipated that the Samba boys will take to the field against their Croatian counterparts with the same 11 which lined up in four of the five matches last summer as Brazil claimed Confederations Cup glory, despite the so-called powerhouses like Spain, Argentina and Germany hoping to spoil the party. Brazil, with little doubt, is the team that has the class, or better still, the pedigree, to get to the top. As they begin their campaign for an unprecedented sixth World Cup tonight, Croatia can only be advised to get their acts right. Group A is certainly not a walkover, with the Crooks, Mexicans and the Cameroonians asserting a superfluity of top-quality talent. Those at the camp of Croatia believe Niko Kovac's squad is not short of talent, with the likes of Luka Modric and Ivan Rakitic guarding the midfield. But comparatively, Croatia seem to have a worry at the back, as Pranjic is unlikely to make an appearance, having picked up an ankle injury in Croatia's final warm-up match against Australia. Another possible miss from the Croat squad will be Mario Mandzukic, after he was sent off in the second leg of the qualification playoffs against Iceland. In fact, Croatia will have less pressure to manage in this contest, as most online forecasts indicate a close to 80% win for the favourites, Brazil, with a little over 15% draw and just about 5% predicting a loss for the host. But who knows, just a slip can cause the Giants to fall. For now, a wait-and-see attitude will be the best option. That was a preview of the Brazil-Croatia Group A opener tonight at the 2014 FIFA World Cup. There is no doubt Brazil is a beautiful country, but it is one with a dark side, just as many countries. It has wonderful beaches, samba music and a fantastic football tradition, but they will count for little if one is held up in broad daylight and robbed of wallet, mobile phone and laptop. Here are some tips based on experiences of some international journalists and those of agency colleagues in Brazil. As a football enthusiast and a first-timer in Brazil, the following tips may be of immense benefit to you. Most importantly, do not resist a robbery attempt. Turn over your valuables quickly and without comment. Try to minimize becoming a target. Do not carry or wear valuable items that will attract the attention of thieves. Try to dress down in public and avoid using your phone while walking around in the streets. Keep your wits about you. Do not wander around listening to music through your headphones. Do not relax in the street. Be careful when withdrawing money from ATM machines, as debit card fraud is common in Brazil at the moment. You should not have to keep your passport on you all the time. Carry a copy instead and leave your passport in the hotel safe or other safe locations. Don't carry around credit cards you don't need or an excess of cash. Have enough to pay for your way for a day and to satisfy a robber if you are held up, and keep the rest somewhere safe. Maintain control of personal effects like phones and bags in bars and restaurants. Do not get too drunk. Try not to get too drunk. Wealth and poverty are intermingled in Brazil, where some of the most dangerous slums are next to the most expensive apartment blocks, and taking a wrong turn can get you into trouble. Try to take taxis from your hotel or from a taxi stand if you need one. Take official taxis at airports. Be wary of pickpockets working in a crowd or on public transport. Be careful about using public Wi-Fi. Brazil has the world's second highest incidence of online banking fraud. Do not use a laptop, iPad or iPhone in the back of a taxi, as thieves on motorbikes habitually weave through traffic jams looking for robbery opportunities. Take care in stadiums and in press tribunes in stadiums, and keep watch over your gear, especially in media workrooms. Professional gangs may have managed to get accreditation or stadium passes. Experts say stadium theft is one major problem in Latin America. Bear in mind that although many visitors will be in Brazil this and next month, it is the southern hemisphere winter, and with Brazil being so close to the equator, it grows dark very early in the evening around 6 p.m. in Rio, and that makes for a very long dark evening and night. It can be very sunny and warm with the sun high in the sky around 5:15 p.m. or so, but grows dark and can become very chilly very quickly. So, make room for some warm clothing. Dear traveler to Brazil, do have a great time. Enjoy the privilege of staying and working in a uniquely remarkable country. That was a guide to safety and security for travelers to Brazil this World Cup season.